fighting all the way to the bank. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now, that was a nice bit of fundraising. Yesterday, it came out that the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation had decided to cut off some grants to Planned Parenthood. There was a new grant policy, we were told, which said in part that no grant can go to an organization which is under investigation. And it so happens that a conservative congressman has been investigating Planned Parenthood to see whether it uses any federal money for you know what. But immediately, news outlets came up with other Komen grantees which are also under investigation. Penn State, for example, gets a $7.5 million grant, and yet Penn State is under investigation for a pretty big sexual assault case you might have heard of. The clear implication being that the Planned Parenthood cutoff had nothing to do with any real policy change. It was the Komen Board of Directors caving to pro-life groups to punish Planned Parenthood. Some Komen supporters got so angry they cut their pink ribbons and ditched their pink T-shirts. And yet, it appears that Planned Parenthood enjoyed an eruption of new donations from people angry at Komen. And Komen also saw a jump in donations from people angry with Planned Parenthood. But now Komen has changed his mind. Policy or not, the grants will be restored. I just hope they know what they're doing. The great thing about political anger is that people fight with their checkbooks. If Komen had just kept cutting off grants, the money would have drenched everyone. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.